The massacre at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando has inspired yet another increase in discrimination against Muslims in the United States. This is only the most recent incident that has caused many American Muslims to fear for their safety. Last fall in Bloomington, an Indiana University student attacked a Muslim woman outside the Sofra restaurant, which brought attention to Islamophobia in Bloomington. In today's WFHB Community Report, we hear from local resident Katie Barris, who is a converted Muslim. This story was reported by IU student Lauren Rubenstein.
Once I started wearing the head covering was when my mom kind of got nervous. She was nervous for my safety. And, you know, she said, well, it's going to be really hard for you. And I said, I know. And she was very skeptical of the headscarf because I know there's a lot of those negative perceptions in media that women are always forced to wear it. But of course, you know, I wasn't married. I was, you know, converted on my own. My name's Katie Barris. I'm from Marion, Indiana, and I'm studying applied linguistics. I'm working on my master's right now, and this is my last semester. I'm 26 years old, and I'm a Muslim. I converted to Islam about 5 years ago. I didn't just like wake up one day and start wearing a scarf and pray five times a day and like fast for Ramadan and stuff. So like it definitely was gradual. Like I took things in steps. Generally, my family is Christian. And basically, I was taking a class called Intro to Islam. And I had this great professor. And every day after class, I would stay after with him and talk with him and ask him so many questions. I took the class originally to challenge Islam because I was looking for a religion for myself and like trying to figure out what I believed. I knew I believed in God, and that's pretty much all I knew. I realized that if I was going to be, you know, if I was going to believe in God and be in one of the monotheistic religions, you know, whether it was Christianity, Judaism, or Islam, that it was going to be Islam. The weirdest experience I had was when I was in Bloomington going to get a new license, and I was sitting out in the parking lot, and a lady pulled up and with her child in the car and then said to get out of our country. And I was like, I was born in Marion, Indiana. And she was like, well, go back there, then we don't want you here. Well, where do I belong then? If I'm not accepted here in my country, then where can I go? You know, because anywhere else I go, I'm going to be an American. I'm going to be different. It's a very alienating feeling. It made me feel very sad. But over time, I think I became more, you know, strong, and these things didn't really affect me as much because I still get them. But I'm like, you know, now I'm just like, I have a right to be here. You know, if you have a problem with that, that's your own problem. But I have a right to be here. This is my country. And, you know, if you want to insult me, that's fine. You know, that's your own problem. But like, I belong here. And, you know, nothing you say is gonna change how I feel about that.
And we start tonight with the attack of a Muslim woman reportedly targeted because of her religion.
An IU student now faces numerous charges for the alleged assault that included yelling racial slurs. This altercation has the attention of the FBI tonight, now looking into a possible hate crime.
When I first heard about the woman who was attacked, I was wondering if I knew her because I know a lot of the Muslims in Bloomington. It's a pretty small community and we're very tight-knit. I was just terrified, and it was like, look, like, you know, this fear that I've had is basically being realized, like it's happening. And she was strangled in front of her daughter. I mean, it was a very scary situation. I feared for her life, especially because there, you know, if there weren't people around, how far would he have gone, you know, strangling her and trying to rip off her scarf? Nothing's going to be done about that as far as, you know, this was a hate crime, which it clearly was. I mean, he was saying white, you know, talking about white supremacy and things like that as he attacked her. So it's very frustrating because then it's like, you know, these type of things cannot be recognized when they happen. But she was just like, I forgive him. And, you know, he's a young boy. I have children of my own. You know, he is not, you know, this bad person that people make him out to be. I forgive him. And I hope that he sees the good in Islam. I definitely think that some people have, you know, those views about Islam that they might not voice outright, but they might have. And I think that does impact how I'm treated and how I'm looked at.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on.
I can't believe that someone's able to say, let's ban all Muslims from a country. It's like, you know, have we not learned from our past, you know, like as humans, that you can't just ban people because of their beliefs? What does that mean for, you know, America's right to the freedom of religion? You know, what does that mean if we're going to ban, you know, a religious group? They're very, you know, hardcore American. It's like, then you have to be true to freedom of religion. You know, you can't just skip that. Of course, there are some bad people with every religion, you know, in every group of people. There's going to be some people who are terrible people. It's like not all of us, you know, none of us support ISIS who are actual Muslims. It's like you can't be a Muslim and believe in what the Quran says. You know, the Quran says that if you kill one person of humanity, it's like you've killed all of humanity. You can't be Muslim and believe, because you have to believe in that to be Muslim. You can't believe that and then call yourself ISIS and do these terrible things. As Muslims, we're told that no person is better than another person, you know, based on, like, you know, their race or anything like that. We're all equal. And so that's, I mean, definitely, I thought that before, but that's definitely like cemented my view in that. Trying to just show people that, you know, those people are terrible people and we don't believe in what they believe, and try to change that negative perception of Islam. That's something I try to do in my daily life, just trying to be nice to people. And like, if I ever encounter like some weird comments that are, you know, anti-Islamic or whatever, try to like, you know, counter those with evidence and stuff. And sometimes it's hard. I mean, it's difficult to be a walking example of Islam all the time, because like I have bad days too. You know, I have days where, you know, I just feel like crap when I woke up and, you know, don't really feel like interacting with people or being nice. You know, I have those days too. So it can be tough sometimes just having to be like that token Muslim, like, you know, in class or like in social groups or whatever like that. So, but I mean, I think it's definitely a rewarding experience over time, especially when someone, you know, gets their whole perception changed by you and your influence. If you are confused about Islam or you have negative ideas about Islam because you don't know a Muslim, you know, try to approach some of us or try to get in contact with a mosque and come and visit. It's like, you know, we are not scary people. You know, try to talk to us, try to come to the mosque where, you know, we're going to welcome you with open arms.
That story by correspondent Lauren Rubenstein was produced through an audio journalism class at Indiana University.